Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Foreigner bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Daniel Burris is our guest, folks, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 10 years. He's been joining us. He's one of the world's leading experts on global trends and innovation. His book, Flash Foresight, is a New York Times bestseller, How to See the Invisible and Do the Impossible. Dan, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you talked to us about hard trends and soft trends. And one of the things that I want you to help us understand is, you know, I think people can get, they can fairly intuitively start looking around and seeing how hard trends, paying attention to hard trends, can benefit them. But finding the ROI, finding the value of a soft trend might be a little harder. Can you help us with that?
Yes. You know, once again, a hard trend will happen. And, for example, a long time ago, decades ago, did someone say, let's keep digital photography a secret from Polaroid and Kodak? And, of course, the answer is no. It was there to see. The problem is they treated it as a soft trend. Oops, yeah. That was a hard trend. So it's important to, again, understand what you can be certain about. And, of course, obviously I talk much more about this in my book, Flash Foresight. So let's talk about soft trends. Now, you might think that they have no value because they are the ifs and maybes of the future. Mm-hmm. But in reality, they have really good value because you can't change a hard trend, but you can change a soft trend. I'll give you a quick example. The United States put out some healthcare predictions recently, and they talked specifically about how many people would have diabetes by the year 2025, how many people would be obese by 2025. They had all mm-hmm. these numbers, and what we were doing is coming up as a nation with strategies to deal with all of these numbers. And they were treating those numbers as hard trend certainties, when in reality, mm-hmm. they're soft trends that can be manipulated.
Because we could change those numbers.
Yes. So now you just said something really important. When you decide, when you identify a soft trend, you have to ask, do I want to change those numbers mm-hmm. or not? And because, see, here, once again, you have a choice. You can't stop digital photography. You can't stop mobility. You can't stop the empowerment that a customer is getting thanks to their phones and all their watches and everything becoming so intelligent. But you can, for example, redefine the retail experience. You don't have to just let it all go online.
The trend of
sales, for example, I believe that the good old days of retail are ahead of us, not behind us.
Interesting.
Now, if you're in retail sales, the soft trend is online's going to overtake you, and you will have thinner and thinner margins, and you will decrease every year. That is a soft trend. You can follow that trend and let it happen, or you can say, I'm going to change that. I'm going to do something different in my store, and I'm going to reverse that trend, at least for me.
And that's the question I wanted to ask you. See, as a small business, when we actually get good at identifying soft trends, and then we say to ourselves, okay, do I want to affect this soft trend in a way that changes it? But what if we say to ourselves, what if we see a soft trend and we say, you know what? I don't actually have the ability to control that soft trend, but the implication, if it happens, could cause this issue for me. I can be prepared for that. What do you think?
Absolutely. And now let me give you even a little finer tuning on this that I think you and the listeners will enjoy. Soft trends are made up of assumptions. Hard trends are made up of what I call future facts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the assumptions. There's two types of assumptions. Let's think of them as a hard and a soft assumption. A hard assumption is based on research. A soft assumption has no research. I'll give you a real quick example. what we're calling Obamacare, one of the assumptions that they made was, and it was soft, is that enough young people would sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act to offset all the older people. Mm-hmm. And they did not research that very well, which made it a soft assumption. Yet, if that assumption didn't come true, it could take down the whole system.
It was a theory. It was a theory that that they needed to become fact in order for things to work.
Yes, but they didn't test it ahead of time. They assumed it only. So here's the lesson. Are your soft trend assumptions, because all of them are assumptions, are they hard or soft? Are they based on some research and testing? Or is it just your gut instinct, which, by the way, might be very wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hope-based? Because, you see, you know, hope is not a strategy. It's amazing how many businesses are assuming something and therefore counting on it with an assumption that is not researched.
Well, that's exactly right. And so one of the things that... That I encourage small business owners to ask themselves as often as they can about hard and soft trends, and that is, okay, let's talk about if and when these things happen, what are the implications for my business? What do you think?
Well, number one, if it's a hard trend, get rid of the if.
Okay. What are the implications?
If it's a hard trend, you have to say to yourself, these things will happen. You see, that already changes your mindset.
Right. Yeah.
So these things will happen.
Now you can start tracking specific implications. Give us the website again, Dan.
Burress.com.
Burress.com. Check it out, folks.
Burress.com.
The book is called Flash Foresight. Dan Burris and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.